Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Today we're talking about the food, and we're talking to Jimmy of Jimmy's Tequila and Carnes. And Jimmy pulled out all the stops when he came in today. He came in wheeling a huge cart with mounds and mounds of food. So Jimmy, thanks for spending the hour with us and talking about your wonderful food of Jimmy's Tequila and Carnes, because you have a new menu coming out and we want to talk about that. You have live music on Friday nights. You have trivia. You have it all at Jimmy's Tequila and Carnes. So it's different than any restaurant in the city, and we want to bring it to our listeners.
I'll tell you, it's always a great pleasure coming out here and talking to your listeners. I've met so many fabulous people from so many different places in this town. It's just amazing how far they travel because they listen to you. And they believe in this program, and this program is incredible. And I'll tell you, we have some fabulous food. We have some great stuff. And it was such a pleasure to bring it out here to today. And this pulled pork sandwich and these sliders.
That's new on the menu.
Yes, it is. It's some good stuff. So this month, it's like a special. So we have a pulled pork special. It's got the coleslaw, the pickles, along with the baked potato, loaded baked potato, just cooked just the way you like it. So we brought that out just to show and demonstrate what we can do with that. And then it's going to go out to a new menu. So we got a new menu coming out next couple of weeks. It's going to be great. We got some new stuff. It's exciting for us.
There are some things that better show up on that new menu from the old menu, like the crab legs.
Oh, yeah. Those crab legs ain't going anywhere. I know I can't be let in the building unless I bring you those crab legs. So that's the first thing. Security asked me. They start patting me down. Hey, Jimmy, you got the crab legs? I said, yes, sir. I got the crab legs. They're coming to the door.
You better, because I'm sitting here and this sauce is terrific. I want you to describe this sauce, because normally people associate crab legs, and you've got them. If they want the drawn butter, you can have it with the drawn butter. But this sauce that you put on it at Jimmy's Tequila and Carnes is like no other.
You're exactly right. I tell you, I go so far to where when I'm visiting the tables and I'm talking to them, they're asking me about the crab legs. I tell them, I says, look, you can get the butter. You can get the garlic butter. You can get it that way.
But that's not what you came here for.
No, that's not what you come here for. And I'm telling you now, if you don't like it, I've gone so far to where I'll buy their meal. I'll buy their meal, and I'll get them the garlic butter the way they like it or whatnot. If they don't like it, I haven't had one person come across to me and say they don't like that sauce. I'm telling you, my wife came up with that sauce, and it's incredible. The styling of it, the flavoring of it, the actual little, it's just a little hint of the spiciness. It's just really good stuff. I can't tell you exactly what's in it.
Oh, I thought I was going to get it from
you. You're
going
to put a Belinda's across the street from Jimmy's. That's not going to work for me.
Now, what I think is so unique about Jimmy's is that the spices come from a region in Mexico. You're not going to a Cisco or your local Publix or any of the food services and buying your spices.
Nope, you cannot find my spice or my sauce anywhere at any of these stores anywhere. So the state of Nayarit in Mexico is a West Coast region. That's where our sauces have come for. Now, we've tweaked it a little bit to flavor for our area. But I'm telling you now, you can't find it anywhere. And everybody is really, really going overboard and loving it.
So it's the only Mexican steakhouse in the city. How did you come up with this concept?
There is none. Why is there not a Mexican steakhouse? Now, Mexico's got some great steaks. All we need to do is up that quality, up that beef quality, because a lot of the restaurants, they don't have that particular beef quality. And I'll tell you, with the Braveheart program that PFG, the Performance Food Group people have, those guys are fantastic. And they've really brought me a quality meat. We went out there and hand-selected the program we want. They brought it to me, and this is what we're serving. We're serving quality for you guys, and you can get all kinds of selections of steak. Matter of fact, bring your graduate. Bring your graduate.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yes, bring your graduate with five people, and he or she gets their meal for free.
Really?
That T-bone steak.
Did you just make that up as we were talking?
That's a special we're having. I'm telling you now, it's a T-bone steak. Come on out, try our meat for free. If you got a graduate in your family and you're a family of five, bring it on.
You know, today's graduation day for a lot of schools.
Bring it on. We're here for you.
Okay, so announce that again, because I want you to give away lots of T-bones today.
Oh, yeah. T-bone steaks are for free. We can do the tomahawk, but we love to do the particular T-bone because it's got a great flavoring. It's free for the graduate. You got to bring your diploma now. Can't bring last year's diploma.
Okay.
Bring this year's diploma, 2019. All right. Show your diploma. Bring your family of five, and let's have some steaks.
Okay, that sounds awesome. Folks, I'm going to open up the phone lines, because if you want to talk to Jimmy, and I'm sure a lot of you do who have visited, let's talk to him. 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. And do you want to give us a sneak peek about some things that are going to be on the new menu besides the pork, the slow pork pulled sliders?
Well, we've got several different seafood dishes that we're bringing to you that's coming from our home store. Now, these seafood dishes, you're going to have to go check it out because they're different. It's not something we typically see here in the United States region. So you might not be used to it. So you got to come out. We're doing a lot of pictures of these items just to get you used to it, to get you to see it. So you got to come take a look at it.
Okay, and your ceviche is unbelievable.
And that's exactly what we're bringing. We're bringing some new ceviche. We're bringing some new ceviche along with some other seafood dishes just so people can see what this particular region's all about, because we're getting some really good raves. We're a steakhouse, but don't get me wrong, we're getting some great raves with our seafood.
What's your number one dish that walks out the door every night that's the crowd pleaser?
I'm telling you, we have a piña ray. This piña ray is a hollowed out pineapple. Inside this pineapple is a beautiful mixture of seafood with some vegetables. It's got a nice cream sauce covered in a layer of cheese. You got your side salad with some french fries and your rice. This plate, we go through about 300 pineapples a week. It's amazing.
Are you serious?
Nope.
What do you do to your rice? Because I love...
It's another family secret. Yes. It's amazing. You wouldn't believe how many people love our rice. They come in there and say, I can just eat the rice and my wife's awesome beans.
Sonia's beans are great. I love her beans.
We've had people order just that. And the sausage. I'm telling you, I get a lot of raves on the sausage that's on the side dish here.
Okay. And what's the name of the dish that my boyfriend gets every single time?
Alambre. He loves the alambre. That's a traditional Mexican dish as well. It's a really good flavorful dish. Yep.
No one leaves there hungry because the portions are huge.
That's exactly right. You know, when I came up with this concept, I says, you're not going to walk out of our store hungry. I mean, you're going to walk out with your money's worth. That's important to me. We are a family-run restaurant. And I don't want to be that guy or that store that has that few little dishes with a pretty little flour out of it and you're paying $100 for it. No.
You have to stop by Crystal on the way
exactly.
home.
No, we're not going to be those people. So you come into our store, you're going to love it because you're going to get a mouthful. You're going to be able to walk home with some food. You're going to be able to eat breakfast or lunch the next day with our food.
Well, we usually do that. And you have the best margaritas I have ever tasted. That's Sonia.
Yes, it is.
Okay, Sonia, tell me about, I always get the skinny margaritas. Come a little bit closer to the mic.
Yes. Well, my daughter, Yaya, and I, it is the ones that we make all the drinks there. The bartenders, they make it too, but if you get served by a server, it's us.
And I feel so bad because I see that when I order a skinny margarita, it's obviously a labor of love because you are squeezing so many
limes.
limes and lemons and oranges for that skinny margarita.
How many limes do you actually squeeze? Because it's a lot.
Oh, my God.
How many limes do you squeeze?
Two cases, maybe?
Let me see your forearms, because they're huge.
It's a workout. It's definitely a workout.
It's a lot. But, I mean, it's one by one that we make, so we don't feel it like
so
exercising.
So you don't make it by the big tubs. You make them singular when they're ordered.
No, the skinny, the ultimate, it's all one by one. How they order is how we make it.
Yes. What are some of the specialty margaritas that you make, Sonia?
The Texas, we sell it a lot. The Ultimate. El Zorro. Jimmy's. We sell a lot of Jimmy's.
What's in a Jimmy?
The jalapeno margarita is a great seller.
Cucumber
margarita,
Yes. And the Jimmy's has the toronja, which is the grapefruit juice.
Grapefruit juice.
Yes.
Huh.
Toronja.
I haven't had that one.
Yep. Yes, and it's the same with the syrup, grapefruit juice, Jimmy's tequila, and jalapenos. Always some spice on
something
our drinks.
Something spicy. Sonia likes it. The spicier for Sonia, the better is what I'm learning.
She's always out there trying to hurt people that's spicy, I'll tell you.
Okay, now where are you located?
Now, we're located right there at Tilly Mill, just inside Doraville, just outside 285, right there in Peachtree Quarters area, right there in Chamblee area, Doraville, the beautiful area of Doraville, right across the street from the Home Depot.
Okay, now you have your special tequila. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yes. So we have a new tequila to the house. We went all the way out to Patron, and we got to select our own
How do you get to do that? Who does that,
These people love us. They come out to us, and they say, hey, we have a program for you. How would you like to have one of our barrel programs in your house?
And Belinda doesn't get to go to Patron and have a Belinda Patron.
And let me tell you, it was a 5-star program because everybody thinks that Patron, with the amount that they produce, it's more of an automated system. And it's really not. It's very hands-on. It's very homegrown. It's very organic. It was amazing. I walked in the facility and I was like, really? You're actually still using the 6,000-ton Tahona? It's amazing what they're doing there. And, 6,000 pound, not ton. That's a lot. So, yeah, these guys are, the humidors are still out in the fields. They're still using the koas. They're still whacking off the leaves. They're taking the pinas back. They're roasting them out. They're using that 6,000 pound Tahona. Okay. And they're crushing all the sugars out of these leaves or these pinas, and they're cooking it up and they're putting it in the big distilleries. It was an amazing program. And we were able to go there and select our own flavorings, put our own taste on it, and bring it back to the public here. And it's a really great tequila, and I'm telling you now, come try it out.
Okay, we're going to try some. We want you to come out to Jimmy's and try some Jimmy's Tequila and Carnes. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about Jimmy's Tequila and Carnes, only on Atlanta Living on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Thank you, Scott. And I think it's rude to talk with your mouth full unless you have Jimmy from Jimmy's Tequila and Carnes on the air.
So wants you down with some tequila, right?
Exactly. We need to bust that thing open. So we're talking about all the great food that you have, and it's a party in the studio. It's going to take me forever to clean this up.
That's good stuff.
I think Eric Von Hessler's still going to be picking pieces of crab off the console.
Throw with that. Maybe he'll be eating it too, I'm sure.
Exactly. Okay, so you have a special buffet on Sundays.
Every Sunday between 11 and 4, we have a brunch buffet, which has awesome, really incredible food out of Mexico. It's not in our menu, so this is stuff that's you're gonna see out of Mexico. My wife come up with the menu. She's got four little ladies back there in the back kitchen making all this stuff up for you guys, and she's
like,
gonna
what's
tell
on
you
the menu? I mean, what's on the buffet?
Well, she's gonna tell you all about that.
In the buffet, we have like pozole, menudo, caldo de pollo.
Those
in
are
Spanish,
soups.
I don't even know what. Now, what are these things?
So pozole is a soup. It's a soup based.
Chicken soup, beef soup. Costillitas, but ribs, like baby ribs, on a green and red sauce.
Yeah.
Chile relleno,
stuffed pepper.
That's oh yeah,
really pepper. I guess the eggs and waffles.
Yep, we do a few things with the eggs and waffles, but I'll tell you, it's the stuff that's out of Mexico that's really, really good. And these ladies, they prepare it all the last 3 days of the week. They get it back there and they just start going nuts, preparing all this food and the flavoring behind it. And it's not on our menu. It's just stuff that we put on the actual buffet. And we change it out every week, so there's some stuff there every week.
So you could go every Sunday and it'd be a different thing, different than what you had last Sunday.
And I'll tell you, the authenticity, when you walk in that room, you're going to see everybody that's Hispanic. That's the true flavor.
You know you're at the right place.
You know you're at the right place when you see that authenticity of the actual Hispanic community coming out and eating their food because they love it.
And the best is the tortillas. They make it by hand right there.
They're really good.
Really? Yes. Okay, yes. Handmade tortillas. Mm-hmm. Where in Atlanta can you get that? It's very few places their tortillas.
See. She's sitting back there, right there in front of you.
In front of you.
The tortilla lady?
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, wow. You can see her make them?
She makes them right in front of you.
She's right there. I'm all like, can you give me one diet? So she make it super skinny.
The skinny tortilla.
Can you make me one diet tortilla?
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, now where are you located again?
So once again, we're right there at Tilly Mill at Peachtree Industrial Boulevard, 6365 Peachtree Industrial Boulevard, right across from the Home Depot, just outside 285.
Okay, now you have a great special for graduates. I want you to give this information again for graduates because you're doing it all month.
All month long, the T-Bone special. Come on in with your diploma, guys. Have a table of five. Get your free T-bone. Come get it. I want to congratulate you guys for graduating this year. Congratulations to you and your families.
But you got
to
bring in that diploma.
You got to bring in a diploma.
You can't just say.
And five people.
You can't just say. Okay, we'll be back with more.
This is Atlanta. The food. The wine. The entertainment. The lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. We were talking about the food this half hour, and I want to tell you that next half hour, we're going to be talking with Stone Mountain Park about the events that are coming up there. And then later in the hour, we're going to be talking with Steve Reichlin about his new book on grilling and smoking brisket. So it's all about food on Atlanta Living this half hour. And we're going to be giving away some tickets for the weekend prize pack. But I'm going to wait for a little bit later in the show to do that. So wait till the next moment that we take a break, and I'll be giving away the weekend prize pack there. So you're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. We're speaking with Jimmy, the Jimmy from Jimmy's Tequila and Carnes. And when I think of Jimmy's, I think about great food and live entertainment.
We have some great entertainment. Let me tell you, we have a patio group on Fridays that come out early, that gets the party started earlier. So they're out there jamming. You can go out to the patio area, grab yourself a great meal, get some cocktails, get yourself geared up to go and see the really good shows on the side room and the tequila room. Let me tell you, that's where it's at.
Oh, is that what we're calling it now, the tequila room?
That's the Jimmy's Tequila room, yeah. So in the tequila room, that's where we get crazy. So that's where the good times are at. So we got some really fabulous bands coming up, tribute bands coming up. We got, for the Memorial Weekend, we've got the Andrew Brothers. We brought the Andrew Brothers in because you got family coming into town.
Yeah.
What better spot to go grab a meal and grab a show? So the Andrew Brothers is a dueling piano show, and they're really fun.
I love dueling pianos. They crack me up,
first
of all. They're hilarious.
It's like a comedy show. Yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah.
It's really good stuff. So that's going to be Friday, May 24th. And then we got Slippery When Wet, the Bon Jovi tribute. And let me tell you, this guy comes out of the car in character. He looks like the guy, acts like the guy, walks like the guy, sings incredibly like the guy.
Yeah.
He is a real hoot. It's a great show. We have a brand new stage to put him on so everybody can see him. It's going to be good stuff. So that's May 31st, Friday, the Slippery When Wet, the Bon Jovi tribute. Really good stuff. And then we have the Dave Matthews Band
tribute. I'm there, buddy. I love Dave Matthews.
I'll save you a regular table because let me tell you, that's going to be a great show, man. That's going to be another sing-along show. That's coming June 28th, the Dave Matthews Band tribute. And that's going to be good stuff. They're called the Crowded Streets. They're good stuff, man. It's going to be a great show. We have a lot of good people showing up, and a lot of great regulars come through. It's fun.
And you pack the house. Now, you can have VIP tables, or you can just show up, have dinner, and come watch the show. So tell me how this works.
If you want a secured table, which I recommend, you get online, jimmystequila.com. You get online, you secure your table through our website. You can do that very easily, not a problem. Send you back a confirmation number. You print out your tickets. You're good to go. Come to the store. You got your ticket. You got your table. Your name is on your table when you show up. That's how organized we are. And you get a table of four. You get a table of six. Now, I highly recommend that these days because all of our shows are getting sold out.
People does that room hold?
That room comfortably holds about 125
people. Okay.
Comfortably. So there is plenty of standing room. I mean, if you want to come in and just watch the show and hang out at the bar and get some drinks and just leisure around and kind of poke around and do your thing, you can do that all day long.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So do you advise people to eat dinner in the main dining room, then go over, or eat in the tequila room, or vice versa?
You can do a little bit of both. Okay. So our kitchen closes at 11. So if you get there early enough, if you get your order in quickly, okay, you can get your dinner inside that tequila room. Okay. After 11, we open up our side kind of appetizer menu, which is, you know, your tacos, your burritos, stuff that the kitchen can handle pretty quickly. But the crab legs, that's not a quick item.
So no, it's
get
not.
That after 11. But anyways, yeah, that appetizer menu, it's really good. You get full on that as well, or you just come in
calamari.
Calamari. If you get your tickets early, you got your name on your table, come on in, grab your dinner on the main room, and then walk in on the side room and you grab some appetizers and drinks after that.
And what time do the shows usually start?
Shows start, the door opens at 9, shows start around 9:30.
Okay. All right. But that's not the only day that you have stuff going on at Jimmy's.
No, 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 no. Every Monday we have Martini Monday, and we do live music with them as well. We've got a guy that sits inside right there at the back bar area and starts singing along with everybody with Martini Monday. That's a good day. Wednesdays we do a tribute. Okay. We have the trivia show.
Do you just have regulars that come every day?
Yes, we do. I mean, every day we got something going on, so it's fun, it's entertaining, it's family environment, so it's really good. It's good for the family. So Wednesdays we do the trivia, which is great. You can win some great prizes, some cash gifts, stuff like that.
Yeah, don't just say cash gifts. Tell them how much money you give away on trivia.
We give out $500. $500 in cash prizes and money, yep.
That's $500. Big time.
Yep. It's good stuff, especially, I don't think anybody else is doing that in the city, so come on by. If you're a smart guy, come prove it.
I'll just cheer you on. I won't be a part of the team. I'm the one in the background going, I knew that. Yeah.
No, that's my dad. My dad, he knows everything. I'm telling you that. He can guess all that stuff. But then Friday, you got a great night with the patio, and then you got the bands. And then Saturday night, we do a Latin night, which is great. Come in, can do a little salsa, do a little hanging out in the tequila room. It's fun as well. We got a Latin band. And then Sunday, we got the buffet. And then Sunday nights, we do also another live entertainment band as well for the Hispanic community.
Now, I didn't know. Sonia was saying during the break that on the buffet on Sundays, that the soup that is on the buffet is known as a hangover cure.
Because... Yes,
it is. So tell me a little bit about this.
I don't know if it's for everybody, but for Mexicans, it's like you grab your michelada and you grab a menudo, pozole, or siete mares soup, and your hangover goes away.
Really?
And you start drinking again.
And you start drinking again. So it's a little bit of hair of the dog that gets you back in action.
Yes. Yep.
So is it a chicken-based soup?
No. It's more of it's a lot of that flavoring of that spicy hot flavoring.
Everything
soup.
Is hot spicy.
Yeah. And let me tell you, everybody knows the Hispanic community loves to party. So Saturday night, they're all having a good time. And then Sunday morning, let's get their soup. So they're lining up at the door to get their soup to make sure they're
seriously.
Yeah.
So this is a known thing.
This is a known thing. This is a Hispanic community secret. And let me tell you, they got
well,
it
the
down
secret
pat.
Is out. You heard it here on Atlanta
always
Living.
With spicy.
So what's the name of this soup again?
Menudo, pozole, or siete mares.
Okay.
Those are three different types of soups that you can grab.
Okay.
And if you grab the michelada, it's... better.
Yeah, michelada
is tomato-based.
My daughter
can talk about that. Yeah. We have a drink that he calls endiablada, like it's spicy. But Yaya can talk about that.
If you're calling it spicy, Sonia, I'm scared.
Yeah, let me tell you, that woman, she creates some spice, I'll tell you.
She can.
Go ahead, Yaya, tell us about that drink. This is my daughter, by the way, Yaya.
Okay, tell us about the drink, Yaya.
Okay, so the most popular michelada that we have is endiablada. And typically they get it with the caguama, so it has two beers in it. It has the caguama, that's about 32 ounces, and then the coronita, which is a little corona. And then what I do is I'll rim it with tajin, add our signature clamato, and then we put cucumbers and shrimps on the side. And then we bathe the entire thing in salsa valentina, which is a hot sauce.
Okay.
And then we cover that up with the spice, tajin.
Okay. So all this is going to cure your hangover.
It'll help.
It'll help.
I think it's what just makes you forget that you're hungover.
Or it keeps the party going.
It keeps the party going. Okay. Well, we have some callers calling up. If this has worked for you, I want to hear from you. 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. This is news to me. I'm scared to try it.
Don't be scared. I'm telling you. Go ahead and tie on a good drink on Saturday night. Come in Sunday morning. You'll see the line of the Hispanics lining up for their soup. It's a fact. It works.
You know, I'm two glasses of wine and I'm done for. That's the problem with me. That's unbelievable. Okay, so you have such a rich history in the food and the spices that you're serving because of the area in Mexico in which you've curated Nayarit.
Yep.
Now, where in Mexico is this?
Okay, so you're going to go all the way down to where you see the dog leg on the west coast. And right there is where the Nayarit starts. It's a huge state right there. southwest side of Mexico. And they got a huge region area where they're right there on the coast. And on that coast, they do a lot of seafood items. They do a lot of different spicing with their seafood items just to get that flavoring. And they have a really great, great flavoring profile in that particular state, in that region.
Okay, we're going to go to the phone lines and speak with Maurice in Stone Mountain. Maurice, you're on WSB. How are you today?
Great, thank you. And I'm doing great. You're listening to, about all the great stuff you guys are cooking up over there.
Well, I wish you were here to help us eat some of it. We've got a lot.
I may try. What time's the buffet start? Sunday.
Buffet starts at 11, Maurice. How you doing? I'm Jimmy. Starts at 11
hey,
and
Jimmy.
Ends at 4, sir. You get your belly full.
I drive by your place often. My son lives in Peachtree Corners.
Okay,
and so
great
I come
area.
Up by you. And a question I had, what is your hottest hot sauce?
Ooh. Okay, that's our habanero sauce. So let me tell you,
oh,
my friend,
okay.
I've got a guy that comes out of Texas. Every time he drives through from Texas, he drives a big old rig. Every time he comes through, he stops and he buys a gallon of our habanero because he just loves it so much.
Well, I love it too, and I haven't met one too hot for me, so I sure appreciate you describing your restaurant, and I'll try to make it up there tomorrow. And get some hot sauce and some of your great food.
Well, thanks I can't
so
wait,
for...
Maurice. I can't wait to meet you, my friend. I'll be at the door waiting to see you.
Oh, well, what a blessing to have a family place because everybody's pretty busy nowadays, and it's hard to get somebody to talk to you. You
oh,
know what
absolutely.
I mean?
Absolutely. Hey, we're there every day. My daughter makes the drinks for you. My wife is behind the bar as well, and I'm out there trying to act like I'm working, talking to everybody.
Okay, well, thanks, y'all. Keep up the great job.
All right,
thank
Maurice,
you, Maurice.
Thank you so much.
You.
My nose is starting to run just thinking about that sauce. Do you use ghost peppers at all?
No, we don't use the ghost peppers, but we do use a really
chili
hot pepper. Chili arbor.
Okay.
It's a really hot pepper. We don't try to kill nobody with the ghost peppers, because I tell you, that stuff
is
really hot.
Yeah, I know.
These habaneros, the sauce that we have and the way we make it, it is really flavorful and it's really good. The first little bites kind of numb your mouth a little bit. And then after that, the flavoring starts coming in. You gotta get over that first bit, though.
Jimmy, I love you. Okay, give us the location once again before we close it out.
We're right there at Tilly Mill and Peter Dusher Boulevard, just north of 285.
Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
And welcome back, y'all, to Atlanta Living. It is time for Breaking Chews, our weekly check-in on all the up-to-the-minute breaking news about local restaurants, chefs, and festivals. I'm here with our favorite foodie correspondent, David Danzig, food writer for Encore Magazine and his own website, bitesandsights.net. So we're T-minus 2 weeks and counting until the Atlanta Food and Wine Festival.
I'm counting every
second.
Every hour is like, okay, was one more, one less hour until Atlanta Food and Wine Festival. So if you don't know, for the past 8 years, the Atlanta Food and Wine Festival, I think it's the perfect marker of that transition from spring to summer here in Atlanta. It's this long weekend bacchanal of food and beverages and... You know, this is a four-day showcase with 250 chefs. There's sommeliers, mixologists from 13 southern states. They all come here. And this draws 10,000 tourists every year to Atlanta. So you should definitely, I think everybody should feel a lot of pride about the Atlanta Food and Wine Festival. So I'm just putting out that last call. Get your tickets now if this is something you want to do. It's the... May 30th through June 2nd, so we got a couple weeks. This year, the festival's back at the Lowe's Hotel down in Midtown. That's where the majority of the activities, especially the learning experiences, are going to be. There's a new home this year for the tasting tents. That's at the old Fourth Ward Park. That's right next to Ponce City Market. That's going to be amazing.
Yeah,
so if you just want to get an appetizer for the Atlanta Food and Wine Festival, you can get tickets to the tasting tents, but those are... fleeting. Get those immediately. And then there's other dinners and events around it. But again, this is a four-day Dragon Con for the food nerd.
Absolutely.
And I am going to be front and center as much of it as possible. If you are looking for information about the Atlanta Food and Wine Festival, you can Google it or go to my website, which is bitesandsites.net, B-I-T-E-S, the letter N-S-I-T-E-S.net. And you can follow me on social media if you just want to live vicariously in a couple weeks at the Atlanta Food and Wine Festival.
I can't wait to hear all about your experiences when you go.
It's going
to
be an adventure.
Your favorites. I don't know if you'll be able to narrow it down. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.